Hey there, this is Dave Hompez, and in this very short presentation, I'm going to teach you about what I call the wellness triad. It's very, very simple. I like to use triangles to explain a lot of concepts because it keeps things really, really straightforward, and our minds seem to be able to deal with things in threes, and so I think the triangle is a really, really useful tool. When it comes to your wellness or illness, there are three primary components to consider. We tend to become unwell because we have imbalances in three main areas or three main categories or classifications. And when these categories or classifications are in the right balance, we tend to have a really good level of wellness and we tend to feel great and have optimal levels of health and we really enjoy life. Now, the first area of work, which is the area of work that I particularly am interested in, is the biochemical and nutritional point on the triangle, which is on the bottom left-hand corner of the screen here of the presentation. And this involves your nutrition, your diet, your biochemical balance, including your toxin levels, your nutrient levels, your hormone levels, ability of your digestive system to work properly, and all of those different things. But the biochemistry and the nutrition is not the only thing that can fall out of balance and create dysregulation or imbalance in your body. You can also have imbalances in structure and mechanics. So this would be things like the position of your head and neck. It would be your eyesight. It might be the position of your jaw and you're not having a balanced bite mechanism. It could be the balance of your hips. It could be one leg longer or shorter than the other. It could be the spine. You could have a twisted spine or poor posture. And any or all of those structural or mechanical imbalances can actually create stress and strain on your body that ultimately drain your vitality. So we can have biochemical and nutritional imbalances. We can also have structural and mechanical imbalances that lead to problems as well. Now, of course, with structure and mechanics, you're looking at people like physio or physical therapists. You're looking at massage therapists, chiropractors, osteopaths, practitioners of that nature who can actually take you and give you a really good checkup and get you back on track in terms of your structure and mechanics. Right at the top of the screen there, at the top point on the triangle, we have the mental and emotional and the spiritual balance, if you like, in our lives. And I think stress would be the easiest way to explain how mental, emotional, and spiritual issues can affect health. I think we've all been stressed at some point. And I don't think if you asked 100 people, did you feel better in your body when you were stressed, when you were feeling the pressure of life, whether it was money, whether it was your job, whether it was a relationship, whether it was just feeling as though you weren't being yourself, whether you'd felt betrayed, angry, grief if someone had passed away, or whatever it might be. I don't think anybody says that they feel good. And in fact, in my experience, one of the questions I always ask my clients is, did your physical symptoms develop after a period of stress? You know, in the 6 to 12 months after a serious period of stress, because sometimes the mental and emotional baggage that goes along with that needs to be cleared in order for the body to actually start working well again. And I do actually do quite a lot of work in that area with my clients as well. Now, just to give you an idea of how all of this links together, let's say you have a period of stress in your life. Well, when you're really stressed, your body has to switch its modus operandi. It goes into what we call the stress response. And when it's in the stress response, certain functions in the body are sacrificed to make sure that as an organism we survive. It's an ancient survival mechanism that you see in nature all the time. So when we're under stress, let's call it fight or flight, blood flow and resources are removed from our digestive system, from our detoxification system, and from our reproductive system, because those three processes and functions in our body are not important when our body feels threatened or when our mind feels threatened. So we can develop problems, physical, biochemical imbalances, because our digestion, detoxification, and hormonal systems get messed up through mental and emotional and spiritual stress. Now, how could that work in reverse. How could a biochemical and nutritional imbalance lead to mental and emotional symptoms? Well, if we have nutritional deficiencies with things like zinc, or if our copper level is too high, or if our iron level is too low, or B6 is too low, or B12 or folate or some other nutrient, we can end up with problems with, for example, hormone and neurotransmitter imbalances, dopamine, serotonin, GABA, for example, and that will change our mood and it will change our psychology. So you can see that the mental, emotional, spiritual part of our lives and our health really interact strongly with the biochemical and nutritional side as well. And where does the structure and mechanics fit in with this? Well, if we have backache or neck ache, not only does our body go into the stress response, which then upsets the biochemistry, but it can also run us down. What the research shows is that inflammation in muscle and joints, any inflammation really, can actually drain and alter our hormones, alter our neurotransmitters, and make us feel moody, grumpy, tired, etc. Now, if we're also feeling down about ourselves and we're not feeling confident, we feel upset, we feel angry, that can also change our posture as well. So how many people, when they're not confident, do you see hunched over? Well, that can then create structural and mechanical problems. So that's where mental and emotional conditioning can actually then create structural and mechanical issues. And those structural and mechanical issues create pain, create inflammation in the spine, for example, change the posture, which then upsets the biochemical and the nutritional balance as well. So this triad is really wise to remember, because many times when I have a client, for example, who has heartburn or acid reflux, one of the things I want them to do is go to see a really skilled manual therapist to see if their diaphragm is tight. Sometimes if the diaphragm's tight, it can create heartburn. And it doesn't matter how much testing I do and how many supplements they take. They need to get the diaphragm adjusted by a skilled manual therapist, and then the heartburn may go away. Okay? And if they're really stressed and their digestion shut down, we may need to do some work on their mental, emotional, spiritual health as well. So you can see how all of these things come together. Really, I wanted to draw this to your attention because you may have been walking or running down a path of some kind of therapy and it's not been working. And maybe you just need to consider one of the other corners of the triangle and see if that brings you some relief. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed the presentation and I look forward to catching you again soon.